This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Okay, got an update for you. If you've been listening to my podcast at healthrangerreport.com or just watching these on Vimeo or YouTube when it's not banned on YouTube, I built a new studio at my ranch. And, well, I shouldn't say built. I set it up. It's not that fancy or anything. But I'm going to be doing more video podcasts rather than just audio only. And these will be published under the new name CounterThink. The website is counterthink.com. And I'm simultaneously launching this show, CounterThink, with the InfoWars Network. So that's InfoWars.com. I go into their studios. Once a week, I interview a guest about some big, important topic, and it gets broadcast every Sunday at 6 p.m. Central. So in the first episode, I interviewed Peter Schiff about the dollar collapse that's coming and why gold will be skyrocketing, things like that. So you can check out that interview right now at counterthink.com, or you can just catch it at InfoWars.com on Sundays at 6 p.m., a new episode every Sunday. In addition to going into InfoWars and filming those episodes, then I'm also doing my own home studio thing in parallel, you see. So in my home studio, because I'm right there, I can just hop into the studio, hit record basically, and just go on a topic, like a breaking news topic that's happening in real time. And it's very quick, it's very fast for me to do that, fast to get it uploaded and so on. So I can't tell you how many episodes I'll be doing that way, but it'll be quite a few every week. And most importantly, I'll be talking about breaking news topics, actual real events, current events, things that are happening right now. So with that in mind, I'll be doing fewer of these audio-only podcasts, i.e. the Health Ranger Report podcasts. Although we may rip audio off of those videos and post them to healthrangerreport.com. I don't know. We'll see. I got to talk to my crew about that. But the real project that's coming up, as you know, is Reel.video. Reel.video is the YouTube alternative. It's the free speech platform for everyone who believes in liberty, everyone who values freedom, everyone who, you know, is just an intelligent, critical thinker, willing to think for themselves, which I hear now might include Kanye West, by the way. He's been coming out and doing some tweeting against the establishment. That's interesting. Maybe we'll talk about that at some point. Who knows? But the point is, if you want a platform for being able to speak your mind and exercise freedom of speech, Reel.video is the platform for you. And we've had thousands of people, I mean, I don't know, almost 20,000 people sign up so far. And of course, it's free, just like YouTube is free, except we don't censor you just because some crybully snowflake in California finds your content to be, quote, offensive. Hey, if they find your content offensive, they can change the channel. You know what I mean? It's not my job to censor your speech to appease a bunch of cry bully snowflakes. Oops, what was that? Sorry, background sound effects. A bunch of cry bully snowflakes. You see, so Reel.video is the place to go. I've spoken to a lot of content creators who are telling me that they are self-censoring so that they don't get censored on YouTube. I mean, they're afraid to talk about all these topics that need to be talked about, like the Hollywood sex cults. Nexium, I think, is one of them. This actress, she was in Smallville. I forgot her name. She just got arrested and charged with being part of some kind of recruitment branch of a sex cult. And she would contact these women and say, invite them to be part of this women's movement, this really strong, courageous women's movement, turned out to be a sex cult. And they would take these young women, and she would deliver them, allegedly, this is the charge, she would deliver them to her sex cult boss, who was some guy, I don't know his name either, and he would like carve his initials into the genital regions of these sex cult participants. I was like, this stuff is insane. But you can't even cover it on YouTube. You get banned. You can't cover Pizzagate. You get banned. You know? All that stuff. they do a keyword search and they just ban videos for talking about any of that stuff. So Reel.video is the place to go to actually talk about false flag attacks. You know, you can talk about Sandy Hook, you can talk about Parkland, Florida. You can ask questions, which is what freedom of speech is supposed to support in this country. And plus, you can post videos there about natural health and natural medicine, science, technology, philosophy, religion, history, anthropology, astronomy, if you want. Heck, as far as I'm concerned, you can post videos on microbiology. Whatever you want. As long as it's not a danger to society. What is a danger to society? Well, obviously, communism. Leftism is a danger to society, so those videos aren't welcome. But anything that's not a danger to society is welcome there, even if it is, quote, offensive. So, you know, this is going to be an interesting experiment. I can see a lot of people out there already are going to be like, so where do you draw the line? I have a special feature in mind. I have a special way to do this. I have a way even to allow offensive videos to stay on the network where we don't promote them, but we don't delete them. They're still there, and not videos that I agree with, let's say. But hey, it's not up to me. It's supposed to be a free speech platform as long as your videos aren't dangerous to society. So we'll see. This is going to be interesting. Anyway, the transition that I'm making, and thank you for your interest, is that I will be doing less public speaking myself over time here and more focused on creating platforms for others to have speech and working to help support and advocate the free speech of others. For example, I'm putting together video contests at Reel.video, and those video contests will explore the boundaries of the First Amendment. For example, one contest is going to be called the Most Offensive Video of the Week contest, and the winner gets something, I don't know, probably like store credit or something, you know, at the Health Ranger store, or maybe a cash prize, I don't know. We'll figure out a prize, but it's going to be a contest for the most offensive video of the week. Why are we doing this? You might say, well, that seems offensive that you're having a contest about offensive videos. That's the whole point. If you don't exercise the boundaries of the First Amendment, you lose it. And comedy is just about dead in America today because of these snowflake cry bully leftists can't tolerate anything that they don't already agree with. So you can't even joke anymore without being called a bigot or a racist or an intolerant whatever. You know, it's insane. We got to bring back comedy. We got to bring back the ability to speak. We got to bring back some offensive videos and shove them in the face of these liberals who, by the way, they don't have to watch them. They're going to watch them because they want to complain about them. They're going to watch them because they want to be victims, because victimology is the new philosophy of the left. Well, plus communism and cultism and all that crap, but and Satanism. But victimology, that's what they love. So they're going to watch these offensive videos and then complain, they were so offensive. Well, why did you watch it, you moron? You see what I'm saying? We're going to have offensive videos just to prove a point. And by offensive, what I mean is cleverly offensive, like satire videos, let's say, not just, you know, not racist rants or gross videos, like gross, you know, we don't want gross videos, just, you know, weird, gross stuff. I don't know, roadkill, crap like that. No, that will not win an award. I'm talking about cleverly offensive, you know, like comedy, like George Carlin comedy. The seven words you can't say on television. Remember that comedy bit from Carlin? A couple decades ago, right? At this point, 3 decades ago. Wait a minute. Maybe is it 4? Oh my, how time flies. In any case, I just wanted to give you this quick update on what I'm doing, what I'm working on, and what you're welcome to participate in. It's going to be tons of fun. We're going to exercise the First Amendment. We're going to get yelled at and screamed at by a bunch of cry bully snowflakes. And that is what adds to the fun the whole time. I can't wait to see the videos from people like Milo Yiannopoulos, by the way. His are going to be the most hilarious. Maybe he'll win, you know, most offensive awards, too. Who knows? Because the left hates Milo because he's gay and he's conservative. And that, boy, that drives him nuts. Or we get some conservative black comedians on there to have some channels. Oh, boy, that'll be considered offensive by the left, won't it? They hate it when black people aren't obedient leftists, don't they? You know, when black folks escape the slave plantation of the Democrats, that drives the left absolutely insanely nuts. So this is going to be an interesting experiment, and I can't wait to launch this platform and give you this ability to speak your mind and express yourself in an environment where you're not going to be censored or telling the truth, as YouTube does. So it's a lot to look forward to. Check it out at real.video. Thanks for listening. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.